We're in the middle of round four, hot songs. You can vote, WMFO.org. Here's Nelly. Being hot here, round four, the Friday Night Fights. I'm here with Jason and Jim and Matt. They are my guest judges. And I don't know, this one might be a blowout. We still need some votes for round three. It's all tied up for round three. We are going to say round one and round two goes to Team Decadence, the 80s, for Bad Mama Jamma and also for Hang Fire. But round three is still open, but it is tied between Coldplay, Billy Idol, and Johnny Cash. We have votes for all of them, and it's all tied right now. Round four, hot songs. We had, starting us off, Hot Fun in the Summertime, Sly and the Family Stone, Hot for Teacher, Van Halen, which I believe is the one to beat, and Nelly with Hot in Here from 2002. Anybody want to go ahead with this one?
Well, as a child of the MTV generation, I will go with Hot for Teacher every day of the week. It's going to be hard to it's going to be hard to beat in my book. Huh?
Yep. All right. Jason's got Hot for Teacher. There's one for the 80s.
I'll second that. Yep, yep. Definitely. Really, Alex's coming out party, I think, you know, with that one. I think he got to shine for once, at least in the beginning of that song. The drum solo
at the beginning? Yeah. Yeah. And, There's right. nothing like that song that, at the beginning. Yeah.
You hear that come on the radio and that radio.
You know exactly
going
what
up.
It is. Yeah.
Jim?
Oh, it's a sweep. There's no question about that. We're all pretty much the same age, and that was like, and that was the last of the original Van Halen.
Right. Yep.
That was the end of Van Halen.
84.
That was 1984.
Was the album.
And what a great album. I mean, that 1984 album, they had just added keyboards, too, with that album.
Yeah.
And that with Jump. Jump was huge. Yeah. I remember them giving away that record LP at the junior high dances. They would give away Foreigner 4 was one of them, and Van Halen's 1984 was another. It was a Pat Benatar album. I remember to get us to come to the dances, they're like, we're going to give away these five records, and they were trying to get people in that way. My vote's for Van Halen, too. Because I was saying off the mic here, as much as I love that Sly and the Family Stone song, Hot Fun in the Summertime, I never masturbated to Sly and the Family Stone. And after Hot for Teacher, being a teenager, it's like, that is just a fantastic MTV video. It's got to be in at least the top 20, top 50 videos of all time, you know, Hot for Teacher. And a video like that's never going to get made again. That was for a specific time and a specific group, and we are pretty much, the four of us are that group.
Yeah.
We were teenage boys.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just amazing. And there you go. We got a phone call here. It's WMFO in Medford. Be right back in a moment. The next round is going to be Songs About My Baby. Songs About My Baby. Songs About My Baby. Songs About My Baby. Sorry about that. We had a caller, and we took the caller. It was JC that called in. He wanted to say hello, and he wanted to put in a couple of votes for rounds 3 and 4. I'm going to officially say that the 80s took round 3 because he voted for Billy Idol. So we're going to close that one. So far, it's a sweep of the 80s. And round 4, he also voted for Van Halen. So it's a full sweep. So rounds 1, 2, 3, and 4 go to Team Decadence, the 80s. We're going to close down the voting for those four rounds since the 80s took all of them. And I'm just going to check online on the DJ chat, see if we got one more. Van Halen, also another vote here on the chat. So, yeah, Van Halen's pretty much a sweep for round four there. And what JC added was, hello, Waldo. You remember Waldo in the video?
Yes.
Yeah. It was basically a nerdy kid, and he was the star of that video, and then all the girls come out, and he doesn't know how to handle himself, pretty
That's
much, right?
He's yeah. always nervous, and his socks are too loose.
That's right. And I have to say, as much as David Lee Roth is not a fantastic singer, I consider him the greatest front man of all time for any band.
Definitely a great performer.
Yeah, just a great front man.
Sammy Hagar was interviewed recently about him, and he had some choice words, but he didn't dislike him. He just thought it was more of a, you know, I think he said it was more of a clown act or circus act. Than
yeah, I mean, what a disappointment. I went to that Sam and Dave tour, which was fantastic, and the idea of it was you're going to have Sammy Hagar and you're going to have David Lee Roth, and of course they're going to try to outdo one another because it was like a Friday night fight for them, who's going to be better live. And they'd flip a coin over who would go first each time, but they're touring together like the entire time, and they never once got on stage together.
Nope.
I mean, what a huge disappointment for
Sammy's,
the fans.
Sammy's around here this week.
Yeah, yeah, he is here, and Michael Anthony's with him too, yeah. I believe. So you've seen at least half of Van Halen.
I saw something
Halen.
With them with Tommy Lee playing drums too. I don't know if he's traveling with them, but they did some studio gig where I can't remember the song they played, but it was. I don't think it was a Van Halen song.
Yeah. He's great. I saw an interview with Sammy Hagar. I think he hosts a podcast now. And he talks. I watched a little bit on that. I forget who he was talking to, but it was interesting. And he was talking to another musician. And I think he might have been talking to Daryl Hall, actually. And I thought it was pretty entertaining. It was a pretty good interview.
He's a sharp guy.
Yeah. I've always liked Sammy.
Great musical knowledge. Great
guy. Made more money off of tequila than he did music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
So we are in the middle of round five. This next one is going to be from the 80s. That first one was Be My Baby, the Ronettes. This is Huey Lewis and the News. Ooh. Here.
Doing it all for my baby.
middle of round five. You can go to DJWMFO at WMFO.org and vote. That's Huey Lewis in the news from sports, I believe from 1984 or 5. I think it was 85. Doing it all for my baby. And here is the 2000s. It is No Doubt with Hey Baby here on the Friday Night Fights.
Secret eyes, taking it in, try to be feminine with my makeup bag, watching all the scene. Misfit, I sit lit up, wicked. Everybody else surrounded by the girls with the tank tops and the flirty ways. I'm just sipping on chamomile, watching boys and girls in the sex appeal with a stranger in my face who says he knows my mom and went to my high school.
Nothing else don't face me. Can you be my one and only sunshine lady? No if, no maybe. Hey, baby.
I'm just sipping on chamomile, watching boys and girls in the sex appeal with a stranger in my face who says he knows my mom and went to my high school.
That's right.
All the boys say.
WMFO in Medford is the Friday Night Fights. That was No Doubt with Hey Baby. His song's about my baby for round five. Got a little tiki rari in the background, a little more mambo while we chat about songs about my baby. We started with the Ronettes from the 60s with Be My Baby. You could hear that in, I believe, Goodfellas. And that's been used in movies over the years. We had No Doubt with Hey Baby, of course. And that was actually from Four from 1986. Was Doing It All for My Baby. Uh-oh. Huey Lewis in the News. So anybody want to start with that one?
So that wasn't sports.
No, it wasn't sports. It was actually in Four.
Ah, okay.
Which I believe was 86. That one had Hip to Be Square on it.
Okay.
Which was pretty decent tune.
Did I have a new drug, too? I want a new drug, or no?
No, that was on sports.
That was on sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Huey Lewis and the News, they got to be about 80 years old apiece now.
Yeah, because they started
late. They were old then.
Yeah, they started late.
I saw him on something recently, though, and he didn't look I mean, he looked older, but not like not 80.
I think he's got like I think he's deaf or something. Something happened to him. He's had some kind of health issues over the years, and he stopped singing.
What's
I think.
Say there?
Yeah.
No, go scroll back up. I think you see his.
What's that?
See how old he is.
He is. He was born in 1950, so he's 74.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. Yeah, I mean, they hit when they were in, like, their 30s or 40s.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So yeah, sports was 1984, so he was 34 when that hit. Yeah.
Okay.
I really like Huey Lewis in the News, but I'm going to go with the run. It's the Bennett Sisters and the Be My Baby.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a classic song, and it definitely reminds you of those you know, whether it was Goodfellas or Sopranos or any of those mob movies that were...
Absolutely. There was always the music that was playing in the background when the gangsters were eating supper.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they were hitting the club with their gumas.
That's right. It does say he has something called Meniere's disease. So Huey Lewis revealed that he had hearing loss in April of 2018, and he canceled all of his tour dates.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on with him.
Poor Huey.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happens when you're a rock and roll star, though.
Right.
Yeah, he had some good years.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, yep.
Had a great run. I'm going to second with the Ronettes. Just love Phil Spector's Great Wall of Sound. Anything produced during that period, I'm definitely biased towards. So,
all right.
That's for me.
Jason's got the Ronettes as well. How about you, Jim?
Huey.
You're going for Huey?
Huey.
All right. Any reason why?
I really like the first song.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, I think at the time, a bigger song in my head. Like, I think it resonates with me a little more.
All right.
But that's because I'm in my 50s and all that stuff in the 80s did.
We got one for Huey. I'm going to go with the Ronettes on that one. I kind of picture those movies back then and those gangster movies. I've always been a big fan of that one, and I loved what Martin Scorsese did with that. And that was one of those soundtracks that I bought, and I'm like, man, what a great song. And, you know, that, like you said, the Phil Spector and the Wall of Sound, be able to hear, like, you know, that's a great song to listen to on the headphones, too. You know, just all the stuff that he did is just great stuff. So right now the 60s is ahead on that, so you guys can vote for round 5 songs about my baby. We got one for the 80s. We don't have any for No Doubt, but there could be one. And we should actually say at this point it's pretty much a blowout, and Team Decadence goes and wins week 4 here, because all the 80s songs for rounds 1 through 4 won. But we still will play it out, and we get some great songs to listen to, and maybe the 80s won't win these last few rounds here. We will find out. Next one is going to be a James Bond round. I'm going to play you 3 songs from James Bond movies, and they're going to be from the 60s, from the 80s, and from the 2000s. And then you guys can talk about James Bond, which one you like, and maybe which James Bond movie that you like best. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm here with Jason and with Jim and with Matt, and we are here with you until 8 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. Here is the top of round 6, Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle.
Success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call him the winner who takes all, and he strikes like thunder. will break any heart without regret. His days of asking are all gone. His fight goes on and on and on. But he thinks that the fight is worth it all. So he strikes like thunder.
From the 1960s, it's Tom Jones with Thunderball. Here comes the 1980s pick for Best Bond Song, Duran Duran. Duran Duran with View to a Kill. It is the middle of round six. We are doing a James Bond round, and so far we've heard View to a Kill by Duran Duran, and we've heard Thunderball by Tom Jones. I saw Tom Jones in Vegas, man, and that was a fantastic show. He was great. Women were throwing underwear and bras at him. I'm like, and Tom Jones, somehow he went from being a white man to a black man living in Vegas. He tanned so much, he became a black man. I don't know how he did it, but good for him for transitioning over from a white man. I think he was Scottish or Wales.
Welsh.
He was Welsh.
He's Welsh. Yeah, yeah, he's very specific.
Well,
about
now he's
that.
Black. He's black.
Oh, well, yeah. That's nice. I saw him in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Did you really?
North Shore Music Theater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not quite Vegas.
Not Vegas,
but
no.
Good for him.
Yeah. 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 He's kind of transitioning there, I guess. Over. Yeah. He wasn't as popular in the early 90s.
Can you imagine having a career where you're like headlining, like, you know, Vegas, and then all of a sudden you're in Beverly, like,
right.
a couple of months later, you're like,
that's not a big venue either.
No, you gotta fire that agent you got there.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
Some of those performers like to do the smaller shows, though. They, you know, obviously, they if they could sell out Vegas, they would do it. But
that's true. Yeah,
you know, it kind of gives them bring a lot of their careers go. That's how you start, and that's how you kind of end your career.
Yeah,
for true. A lot of folks,
pays the bills still.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I went to that venue over here in Medford. I thought it sucked. Oh, my God. I saw the Monkees there, and I'm like, geez.
I was thinking about that for a comedy show recently.
Oh, yeah?
Who was there? Oh,
I know Dice was there a little while
I think Jeselnik was there.
Oh, no, Anthony Jeselnik, yeah.
It was either him or that... I can't think of the
James
other guy's name.
Yeah, the seats are awful in there. It's just
Where
awful.
Is it in Medford?
I forget what the name of the theater is. Chevalier. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chevalier. Place. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm a big dude, so it's like, you gotta, you know, it's like, there's nowhere for me to sit. I was, like, on top of, like, two people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was, like, for school children, the way the place was set up.
Kind of like Finley Park.
I'm like, I'm trying to listen to Pleasant Valley Sunday, and, you know, I had some wood splinters,
how many
like, right up
are,
my bum.
There's only, like, one monkey left, right?
Yeah, there's only one monkey. Dolan's.
Yeah.
He's still there. But Nesmith was still there for a couple of days. He died a few days later.
Oh.
I think he just didn't like the venue, and he decided to keel over.
He really hates Medford, that guy.
Yeah. So we're talking about James Bond. We still have one to go. It's going to be Chris Cornell. But what do you think for James Bond movies? Are you guys James Bond fans? Are you a James Bond movie? Who is your favorite James Bond? What's your favorite James Bond movie? Anybody want to jump on that?
I mean, Connery was awesome.
Sean Connery,
I mean,
sure.
Yeah, it's you know, obviously the original, but I like the newer ones the most. I haven't seen all of them, for sure. But
you'll be disappointed in the last one.
Really?
Daniel Craig's great, but yeah, the last one is just like, yeah, it's kind of a disappointment.
Well, I liked the one with Javier Bardem.
Harvey Weinstein?
No, Javier Bardem. I don't
Yeah, that one was great. That was Skyfall.
Skyfall, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a great villain he was.
Yeah, well, he's one of the best villains.
I think one of the things, and same with the newest one with, what's that guy's name, Rami Malek? He's a great villain. And one of the things about all these Bond movies is there's not enough of the villain. It's like you don't see him enough, and
right.
Especially those last few Bond movies.
I like the one with the guy with the hat.
Oh, Oddjob.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he tosses the hat.
Yeah.
And, like, cuts open a statue. I'm a big Bond fan. I love James Bond movies. So that's Goldeneye, I believe.
Okay. Was that?
That's Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. Yeah, was that Roger Moore?
That was Sean Connery.
That was Sean Connery.
Second movie, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Third movie. You had From Russia with Love, you had Dr. No.
Oh, that was second.
Yep. That was number three, but that's when they got everything right in the formula. Like, they took Goldfinger and they just kind of went from there. And you really had the recipe for Bond. And then Thunderball was the fourth movie, and that was a huge opening when they had all these undersea. Nobody had ever seen undersea action sequences like you saw in Thunderball with all the scuba people. How about yourself, Jason? Do you like Bond and any fans of the...
Definitely biased towards Sean Connery. Can't say I watched an entire James Bond movie from start to finish.
Really?
Sad.
But no?
I always wanted to put it off until I had time to do it, so... Be able to do it in my 60s.
Sure.
James Bond movies.
I got them all. If you don't want to stream them, I've got them all on DVD with all the extras.
Nice.
I think you'd be a big Moonraker fan.
Yeah.
That was a great villain. The guy Jaws that has like the metal teeth and he bites through things.
Happy Gilmore.
Fine. What's his name?
Yeah,
Richard Fine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the guy from Happy Gilmore too.
Yep.
Yeah, he's excellent.
That's fabulous.
Kier, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love all the James Bond movies. I mean, there's some that are better than others. I think Daniel Craig did a great job. I think that first... Casino Royale was great because you had those guys like doing the, what do they call it? The free jumping or what is it called?
Base jumping?
Face jumping? Is that what you said?
No, base.
Base jumping.
Is that it?
No, it's like free something. It's when they were running and they're like free running. Maybe that's what it's called.
Parkour.
Yeah. They're just doing crazy stuff. They were like, it was an old school Hollywood stunt. And I loved that. I'm just like, you don't see this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
There might be parkour, I think.
No, I'm saying, what's the best James Bond movie title?
I don't know if we're allowed to say it.
Oh. It's got to be Octopussy.
Octopussy's got a great title. Yeah. And it was pretty good, but then all of a sudden Bond's dressing up as a clown, right? And it goes on forever. It's like almost 2.5 hour, 3 hour.
It's too long for that kind
of movie. Yeah. But Tanya Roberts, we were saying off the mic, man, was she gorgeous in View to a Kill. And you want to see the Beastmaster. Talk about, you know, being a teenage boy and seeing Tanya Roberts with those crazy eyes she had. She had, like, crystal eyes. I don't know what was going on there, but just
what's really just weird is seeing her brother and seeing he has the same ones.
Oh, Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he's still alive, right?
No, wait a minute. He's Julia Roberts' brother.
It's Julia Roberts, right.
Yeah, that's brother.
Yeah.
Did Tanya Roberts have a brother? I wish I were her brother. I never would have left the house.
I mean, they would have put you in jail. You would have been forced to leave the house.
Yeah, Beastmaster is definitely worth a...
going to send this one off to boarding school.
Yeah.
The look if you haven't seen it.
Yeah. But, Roger Moore has some good ones. Live and Let Die's fun when he goes to America and he's down in New Orleans and has to jump over the Gators. That one's pretty good. And, Moonrake is a fun one. Yeah. And, View to a Kill's even good. You have Grace Jones in there. I mean, she was also, that was a link to the Beastmaster, right?
Yep.
She was Beastmaster, and she shows up in Conan 2, the Destroyer.
Yep.
I liked Grace Jones, too. She was great. She had some pretty good tunes in the 80s.
Yeah.
But all the Bonds I love. And I don't know if I could pick a favorite. My favorite's probably going to be Sean Connery. But, I mean, there's merits to all of them.
Pierce?
My least favorite? Well, the Pierce Brosnan ones, this is interesting enough. They made the most money. All the Pierce Brosnan, to this day, even the Daniel Craig ones, they made the most money. The Pierce Brosnan was making 100, 200 millions for that Die Another Day one at the end when they're on the hovercraft that turns invisible and you have, what's the name, Halle Berry in there. She was gorgeous as Jinx. And that made a ton of money. And then I thought he did a pretty decent job.
Yeah.
My favorite is probably the one with George Lazenby, which is on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Because he gets married and his wife gets killed off. This is from the 60s. And that's always one. That one's always been a favorite of mine because it's got a great soundtrack. And the guy does a decent job considering he does only one movie for James Bond. I thought he did a great job. And that was a really fun movie. Telly Savalas is in it and he plays the villain. And he plays the same guy that the guy from Halloween plays later in For Your Eyes Only. Donald Pleasance, guy with the scar that has the white cat. So Telly Savalas plays that same role there of the Dr. Evil character.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So what's his name? Blofeld. Blofeld is the villain for James Bond for a number of the movies. So this next one is from the very first Daniel Craig outing from 2006. And this is another guy that just recently passed away, Chris Cornell. A lot of people were big fans of Chris Cornell, and this is a pretty good tune. So far we've got Thunderball, we've got View to a Kill, or is this going to be your pick? It's Chris Cornell with You Know My Name. It's WMFO in Medford, James Bond round, Friday Night Fights. WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. It is the James Bond round here on the Friday Night Fights. I am here with Jason and Jim and Matt. And we just listened to Chris Cornell, who passed away in 2017. He was the lead singer of Soundgarden. They asked him to do the theme for Casino Royale. And that's You Know My Name. Great tune, I thought. And we also had Duran Duran in there with View to a Kill. Arguably not the best James Bond movie, however, in my consideration, one of the best James Bond themes. And starting us off was Thunderball from Tom Jones. So here we go with our Friday Night Fights picks. Friday Night Fight picks for best James Bond of this round. Go ahead.
I'll go. I'm going to go with Chris Cornell, just because he's Chris Cornell. That's honestly the first time I ever heard the song, but very good, very good representation of the James Bond, the archetype of the music, and that's what I'm going with.
It's a great song. Yeah, it's a great song. It's a good pick. I know. Great, great tune. And like I said, Casino Royale, when they do those early, I gotta get Jason involved with these James Bond movies. You'll love it. I mean, when they're doing this stuff, you're gonna not believe your eyes in some of the stunts that they do. And to be that late in 2006 to see something you haven't seen before in the movies is pretty amazing. And that's what was great about all these James Bond movies over the years. They always try to blow you away with something new. All right, Matt, Jim?
Tom Jones.
Going for Tom Jones, yeah, with Thunderball.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not a Duran Duran or a really Cornell guy.
All right.
Never get into him.
Soundgarden?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's there and it's fine. It doesn't bother me, but I never really pursue it either.
Sure. And there is always the tie-in to the movie of the theme, so you can't help but think of the movie that the theme's to.
Yeah.
So if you like the movie, you might tend to go for the theme music.
Right.
What do you got, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cornell.
Going Chris Cornell.
I just think he's got one of the great modern voices in rock and roll, and I do like Tom Jones. Wasn't crazy about that song, and I don't dislike Duran Duran, but I don't like them enough to vote for them over Chris Cornell.
Yeah, I love all three of them, and I got to vote for Duran Duran. I still think Duran Duran, Live and Let Die are probably my two favorite Bond songs. Although you got Carly Simon in there, which is a great one. Nobody Does It Better.
Yeah.
You know, Tina Turner, not the best song, but GoldenEye is good, and it was written by, you know, U2 members. There's so many good ones. I even loved Skyfall. I thought Adele's Skyfall theme was just incredible.
Agreed.
And even the latest one, that the final one with Billie Eilish, it's a great James Bond song. And I just think that's one of the things that was great about all these James Bond movies is the production level is so high. You got to get somebody that's hot and talented and great lyricists, and they're going to write a great theme to your movie. And I look forward to the next James Bond, whatever it may be. I wasn't too happy with the ending of the last one, but still a great movie. The first third I absolutely loved, and then it just kind of fell apart on me. I need more of the villain and the sidekick. There was too much of the sidekick. And I'm like, where's James Bond? It just happens to happen in almost every movie now, especially by Disney. It's like I thought I was seeing, Indiana Jones, and instead I'm seeing his spoiled cousin. It's pretty much, what was the last one called? Indiana Jones. I see. That's as much as I love like all these movies. It's like they're forgettable because you just lose the stars. It's like it's supposed to be Indiana Jones and A Dial of Destiny, not Indiana Jones and the spoiled rich cousin. But we're going to do one more round here. So we got I voted for Duran Duran on that one.
That one
so
probably that was kind had the most airplay of the three that you played.
Which one?
Duran Duran.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It probably
that was,
did.
That was
yeah.
a popular song on its own.
Of those three. And the Chris Cornell one, I've grown to love more and more over the years. I still think it's a great Bond theme. And not only that, it really kind of sets itself up as this is Daniel Craig's Bond. And it's like this is what's great about that theme, and it gets you all excited. And I just remember all the cards and all the animation flushing around on that Casino Royale one. I'm like, this is really neat. This is really getting you ready for something new. Gotta do round 7. We got about 10 minutes left, so we should be able to finish round 7. It's safe to say that the 80s pretty much took over for this year, but just for fun, we will play round 7, and it is called the Love Round. So it's going to be a song with love in the title. We are going to start in the 1960s, and it is going to be starting with Jefferson Airplane here on the Friday Night Fights.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is the Love Round. This is going to be the final round here on the Friday Night Fights. That was Jefferson Airplane for the 60s. I'm going to call round five for the 60s. Be My Baby won that round. And I'm going to call Chris Cornell for the 2000s won round six. So a little too late. The 80s won rounds one through four. So the 80s won for the day. But you never know. Maybe round seven. We're going to get this in and hopefully... Maybe the 80s will not win this round, but it's got to be a strong one, I think. Going up against Jefferson Airplane is A Flock of Seagulls here for the 80s with The More You Live, The More You Love. Fade us out of that Flock of Seagulls song from the 80s, The More You Live, The More You Love. The 80s have pretty much won the day, so I'm going to play the last one here. So we had Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane, we had Flock of Seagulls, and the final one is going to be The White Stripes. So I will ask you guys, does anybody need to hear The White Stripes first? Do you guys know this song, Fell in Love with a Girl?
I would like to hear it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know it.
You don't know it?
Well, I might want to hear it.
All right, here we go. I'm going to let you guys vote. Ready? Give it 30 seconds or so.
Right.
I like that. I mean, I've heard it.
Yeah, it's still Jefferson Airplane.
Jefferson Airplane, yeah. Or Flock of Seagulls, or White Stripes.
I'll go White Stripes.
We got two for White Stripes. What about yourself, Jim?
Jefferson Airplane.
Jefferson Airplane? Yeah, I'd go Flock of Seagulls, but I love this White Stripes one. So I'm going to give the 2000s the win for this one. Thanks to Jason. Thanks to Jim. Thanks to Matt. Edward's coming up next.
Thanks
you
for
guys,
having me.
Thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate you guys coming in again.
Thanks for having us.
Good times.
It's the Friday Night Fights on WMFO in Medford. Thanks for sticking around, everybody. See you next week. Good night, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford. Edward's coming up next.